It's so welcome. Welcome to My Point of View. I am your host, Douglas Malloy, a.k.a. Peggy Slapp. Today's show is about answering one question, and every single human being on the planet has the same question to answer, and it's the only question that basically is uniform for every human being. And that question is this: am I going to repeat their density on another planet? Here's how it works. The only thing that evolves humanly is service polarization, and service polarity divides between positive service and negative service. They are referred to as the right and left hands of God. From the perspective that we come from, the atypical individual on the surface of this planet comes from a perspective of arbitrariness. The discipline, polarization, either within the context of serving self through control and manipulation or serving others through, as Jesus taught, love, forgiveness, doing unto others, as Buddha taught, compassion and kindness. The Bible basically shows us, within the context of the Old Testament, the life of Jesus, and the theology of Paul, what the negative, the positive, and the arbitrary are from a perspective. And the cool thing is there's going to come a point in time in which only those individuals on the surface of this planet who are polarized positively are going to be the individuals that begin the process of knowing the self according to the design, serving others as the positive path, and collectively ascending. One of the most interesting visions that I've been given is that the only thing that exists at the highest levels of creation are collectives that have ascended. Individuality ceases to exist. Now, the cool thing is, in the raw material, it says the last state in which individuality exists is the third octave of sixth density. Because according to the raw, the fourth octave of sixth density is reunification, unity of love, light, light, love, as they put it, which means that individuality doesn't evolve beyond the third octave of sixth density. What happens is that within the context of negative service polarity, those who serve themselves negatively are removed and taken to that aspect of the creation that corresponds to their negativity. One of the suspicions that I have is there's one of three options that people have within the context of development on this planet. And one is going home by that which brought the soul to the planet, going into the planet, or repeating third density on another planet during the time of change. The interesting thing is that from the perspective of those who are going to repeat third density on another planet, the perspective as experience will be that this world has ended because there is no coming back. I always find it interesting when people said this is their last time on this planet, and they have a sigh of relief and so on. And I come from the perspective that my life, absolutely wonderful. I enjoy myself. I have a good time. I like who I am. I like what I'm involved with. I like what I'm doing. And because I'm at the right place at the right time for the right reason, everything just gets better and better the longer I'm here. And the hope is that everybody comes to a point in his or her life in which there's joyfulness, there's compassion, there's kindness, there's consideration. There's an interested and expanded truth. So it will be very interesting to see, one, when the sound of my voice is heard by more than just one person, which is the case right now, one person literally listens to the sound of my voice, and that's it. And I'm actually fine with that. Because in the raw material, it says, if you have helped one person on the planet, you have helped, you have assisted the entire creation, counting not the numbers. So that's very much where I am at. Now, in 1982, I was told by a psychic, as she was doing a reading for me, I see your children like grains of sand on a beach. You're going to touch the lives of a lot of souls. And I do know that there is no way that this information that I have is just for me and a few people, because my message is as comprehensive as it gets. I've literally taken the essence of Hinduism, the essence of Buddhism, the essence of Christianity, and the essence of the New Age, and I've combined them, literally summed them up into four words, which is simply God, love, the Christ, serving others. There's a complement to those four words, which is oneness that heals, wholeness into ascension. That takes care of everything. Nothing else is needed. Just those eight words will literally assist an individual with everything else. So one of the things that is important for people to realize is that it's important at this point along the process to focus on three things: knowing the self according to the design, serving others as the positive path, and aspiring to collectively ascend, because humanity is going to collectively ascend at some point. The interesting thing about collective ascension is that the only sources that I pay attention to as far as book material were basically collectives that have ascended, Seth being one and the Ra being another. Because I found that there was a depth of being, scope of knowing, that is unparalleled or unmatched with any other source material, for the most part. And so the opportunity always is, can we, within the context of our life, live a life as it corresponds to the existence of as it is? When I say existence of, I'm talking God, universe, divinity, deity, the fundamental or essential nature of that which brought us to life, that which created us, and then it goes from there. There is a reason why, within the composition of who we are, that we have mom and dad, because mom and dad are a direct representation externally of what created us and what brought us to life, that are fundamental inherent natures, which on a personal level is simply the love of the Creator and the light of the Father. The name of the Creator is Yahweh. The name of that which brought us to life is Id. So basically, there's four things that we focus on within the context of our life: God, Yahweh, Id, and universe. And I put it in this context: will of light and consciousness as mind, body, spirit, soul, that are infinite, eternal, complete, total, as is, as they correspond to sun, earth, moon, and universe, as that which radiates, absorbs, illuminates, and encompasses. One of the opportunities we have is working, and I've been working on answering two questions that I asked when I was 5 years old in Sunday school: what makes me the image and likeness of God, and how does one become conscious of that as my life? And so I've been working with those two questions for 55 years. I actually started my path when I was 10 years old. I'm 58 years old. I'll be 59 in about 4 months. And I've been working diligently on simply answering those two questions. And if one is not a meditator, it behooves everybody on the planet to meditate, but not within the context of an esoteric that's already taught, like within the context of religion, within the context of philosophy, within the context of psychology. It has to be a personal type of meditation so that the relevance of one's individuality can be represented through the meditation that one is practicing. The interesting thing about meditation is that part of what it facilitates is, and I'm beginning to think, there's a passage that I read in the raw material in volume 1 that starts on page 87, and it's 87, 88, 89, and 90. And the first thing that it says is the mind must be open like a door, which requires silence to accomplish, which is meditation. It's only open within the context of meditation, and it's only open when an individual has resolved the ego as a predominant. And more often than not, what an individual does is they work at reinforcing their ego through external things, people, places, things, and so on, rather than understanding the dynamic or role that the ego plays and not having it more than, say, a 10% perspective of the overall understanding of what the nature of the self is. There is going to come a point in time on this planet when things that we know are going to change, and they are going to change radically. And what I mean by that is every 25,000 years, going back 75,000 years, the earth cleanses its surface of all negativity that's embedded and grounded in the surface. Now, the interesting thing about the body does exactly the same thing. It absorbs and grounds positive and negative energy from every place that a person puts the body. There's positive and negative energy that's absorbed and grounded into the body. People can let go of that negativity, but it has to be something that's done on a daily basis. Salt, sea salt, sound, scent, and flame will dissipate, dissolve, and ground the salt. It will literally remove it from the body. The cool thing is that I've been sick twice in the last 30 years. And I'm convinced it's because I do this cleansing of negative energy, because what I have found is that if negative energy is not cleansed from the body, it becomes sickness and disease, because it builds upon itself and it builds over time. So what do you think is the predominant on the surface of this planet? Is there more negative thoughts, or are there more positive thoughts within the context of people on this planet? And the simple fact is that the predominant is negativity as opposed to positive. One of the clarifications that I have garnered over the years, well, I was told that positive ascension, collective ascension is positive, and personal ascension is more negative than positive, because there's a natural bias of negativity that comes with individuality. It's what allows individuality to stand as a representation in contradistinction to everything else. One of the cool things about existence is that you have infinity, and infinity simply means variable and variety of that which remains constant. A part of the work that we do within the composition of the self is simply understand what the mind is, what the body is, what mind, body, spirit, and soul are as they pertain to God, Yahweh, universe, or will of light and consciousness, or that which is infinite, eternal, complete, and total. When the time of Earth's changes take place, there's one of three things that are going to happen. One is the UFOs are going to show themselves en masse, and there's only one thing that an individual has to know. If I look up in the sky and I see 100 million UFOs, how am I going to know which one brought my soul to this planet or not? So, in order to facilitate the process, one has to ask to meet and make contact with that UFO. I'm convinced that that's the reason why the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind was made, because everybody's going to be in the same position. Everyone's going to have to know that UFO that brought the soul, because you go home on the same UFO. And then the secondary asking is, I ask to be taken aboard and taken to either a safe place or someplace at the appropriate time. If that is not going to be an individual's protocol at that time, the other option is going inside the planet. That's what happened when Atlantis and Mu sank, is a bunch of folks from both went inside the planet because the Earth is hollow. Every single hologram, which is everything in the universe, including our body, is a holograph, so it's hollow. The sun is hollow, the Earth is hollow, the moon is hollow, and as you can see, the universe is also basically hollow. There is one other thing that will take place. If an individual doesn't go on a UFO, if an individual doesn't go inside the planet, the next option is transitioning and then basically looking forward to that point in evolution in which third density is repeated. Because graduating from a third density into fourth process, and it only involves, and this comes from Hatan, which is the name of that source that harvests people according to a service polarity gradient. And it is literally reading how active and how involved and how applied will of light and consciousness are in a positive context, or how they are denied within the context of the negative. The energetic breakdown for service polarity is 95% self, 5% others with negative service polarity, and this is according to the raw. Within the context of positive service polarity, it's 51% others, 49% self. Notice how close the numbers are with positive service polarity. It is not about denying the self for the sake of an ideology. It is not. That is a form of martyrdom, and that is not very wise, and I don't care who the individual is who has applied themselves to that. A person has to take themselves into consideration as much as taking others into consideration within the context of positive service polarity. So there is going to come a point in time. Now, the number that I have been given is 2 million people. Out of 7 plus billion people, only about 2 million, and this number could be way high. In 50,000 years of human evolution, the first 25,000 years of human evolution, there was not one person that was harvestable in 25,000 years. At the end of 50,000 years, there was only 150 people on the surface of this planet out of 392,000 that were harvestable in the positive. That was 25,000 years ago. So it will be very, very interesting to see what the actual number is, because it's very, very possible that it could be less than 1 million people. The reason why there are 7 billion plus people on the planet is everybody that has been involved in the evolution of human consciousness is basically here. Everyone's given an opportunity to simply get their act together, and how we get our act together is we work with consciousness, developing talents, and resolving issues. That's part of the human discipline, is we resolve our issues that act as catalysts only. We develop our talents as a form of contribution, and then we work within the context of conscious awareness. And I, for one, find it absolutely fascinating how much stuff people are willing to pay attention to that is more of a sidetrack than it is anything else. The great oxymoron on the surface of this planet is two or more people practicing the same systems theory. You've got 4.5 to 5 billion people practicing Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, or Islam. 4.5 billion to 5 billion people are practicing four ideologies that are outdated, outmoded, and are more misguided and short-sighted than they are a form of anything else. And I have studied Hinduism. I've studied five forms of Buddhism. I was raised in Christian Science. I have read the Torah. I have read the Rig Veda, the Upanishads. I've read, I've read a lot of stuff. And the only thing that has happened within the context of my life is I have outgrown what the systems theory is, because information that was given thousands of years ago pertains to thousands of years ago, and then there's the evolution of an idea that allows for a new idea, a new way of feeling, a new way of sensing, a new way of thinking, a new way of becoming conscious. Because all we do is feel, sense, think, and envision. That's it. Nothing else takes place within the context of our life and times. Everything comes down to what we feel. We feel according to the mind. We sense according to the body. We think according to the spirit. And we envision according to the soul. And the reason why the soul envisions is because the soul is the specificness of the universe according to infinity, and collective ascension is how the universe reorganizes and reunifies itself into a single state. And it's one of the coolest visions that I've been given, is collective ascension, and it's not easy to explain. In fact, I'm seeing it right now, and it's like little lights that combine into a big light. And it's like one of the things that love and light seek to do from the point of being a created ideal is to increase mass in the case of love and increase magnitude in the case of light. According to the law, there is what's referred to as the law of doubling. One is doubled by two. Two is doubled by three. Three is doubled by four. And this is, when I talk numbers, I'm talking individual. The first person is doubled by the second person. The third person doubles the two. The fourth person. Now, what do you think happens when you have 6 million people? 6 million and one doubles the mass and magnitude of the 6 million, and it happens with each number. Now, Seth is a collective that ascended, has 1,012 souls, and that's according to the Seth material. The Ra is a collective of 6 million souls that ascended millions of years ago. The Ra ascended from Venus, and do you think it a coincidence that the brightest thing that a person can see at night in the heavens is Venus? Mars, on the other hand, was a planet that became extinct, so to speak. And I believe that the evolution of the souls of the Asian race on this planet began on Mars, and it destroyed the people that lived there, were of a bellicose nature. Ultimately, the environment was destroyed so that it couldn't sustain life, and so they were transplanted to this planet. Because one of the interesting things about the Asian race, particularly within the context of like the Chinese, is they are mutually exclusive to themselves. They have not borrowed from any other tradition, with the exception of Western entire history, and it's one of the oldest cultures on the planet. It never borrowed from another culture. Unlike the Japanese, it borrowed most things from the Chinese. A lot of the systems theories that are on Japan are versions or forms of what originated as Chinese, and now they've adapted their culture to the West. In the context of, if we take the idea of reincarnation, which means we missed the point and we didn't get it, reincarnation means that one, death of the body equals reincarnation of the soul. The body dies to its reality, the soul dies to its universality, so to speak, or in a more in a figurative sense than a literal sense. The idea is that ascension, which is the culmination of consciousness on a collective state, because the only thing that you have is collective. If you look at the body is a collective state. Look at all of the things that compose the body. It is not a single ideal, it is a collective ideal. Humanity is a collective ideal. The universe is a collective ideal. The flip side is individuality that comes from a place of exclusion, negation, and aversion. It's exclusion of God, negation of life, illusion of God, negation of life, and aversion to being human. The flip side is inclusion, affirmation, and involvement. Inclusion of God, affirmation of life, and involvement with the human ideal as it is. So the interesting thing from the perspective of our life and times is that on one level, there's nothing inappropriate or wrong or incorrect with an individual simply living as an ego according to race, gender, nationality, circumstance, condition, and so on. That's where over 99% of the human race is now. 99%+ of the human race is coming from the perspective of arbitrariness. Less than 1% are polarizing within the context of positive and negative development. The reason why you have positive and negative energy as a state and condition is for the sole purpose of polarizing according to the negative or the positive path. And they are not at odds with each other. They simply attract those individuals that are drawn to, in the case of the negative, pain, fear, anger, hatred, violence, depression, and so on, and those within the context of the positive are drawn to joy, love, compassion, kindness, harmony, happiness, which ultimately, suicide, ultimately, ascent. And ascension is measured by, if the body is taken with the individual, that is the only ascension that actually takes place. So it becomes, for me, it becomes an interesting process to see where people are at within the context of their life and times about what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. Because from my perspective, most people are misguided and short-sighted because they aren't working within the context of resolving the ego, so it becomes a 10% thing rather than a 90 to 95% thing. They're not working on resolving their issues, but that act as catalysts only so that you can evolve into what the issue is not. And it can be something like jealousy. It can be something like pain, fear, anger, hatred, violence, depression, suicide, so on. Or it can be a number of other things. The other is the opportunity is always available to develop talents so that one can make a contribution to others. I'm of the opinion that the measure of a man or a woman is that contribution he or she makes to his or her fellow man without expectation of what self-interest gain. And this is something that people don't realize. This is something that people are misguided about. For the simple fact is that the number one predominant that people aspire to is money. And the interesting thing is the historicity of money is that Attila the Hun was the individual that brought money as a system theory, as a protocol to this planet. Bartering preceded money as a form of exchange. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next 3 to 5 years, because according to the raw material, the Earth changes are going to be so extensive that there's nothing that's going to survive on the surface of this planet, nothing. No life form is going to survive because land masses are going to become submerged. The negativity is going to be, Mary Summerrain in her book Phoenix Rising describes some of the things that are going to take place when the Earth starts cleansing its surface of people, places, and things that are not conducive to its reality as the self-sustaining, self-regenerative, and the self-perpetuating, as opposed to the past, presently, future-bound. So part of the work that we do is we understand that there's only the instantaneous, the spontaneous, and the simultaneous from a perspective that is self-sustaining, self-regenerative, self-perpetuating according to creation. The hope is that everybody come to a point in his or her experience in which there's comfortableness, in which there's joyfulness, in which there's happiness, in which there is the ability to feel where something is at. That's what compassion is and does. It's also called empathy. Empathy is the ability to feel pain as it exists within the life of something else. And it is difficult in one degree and it's effortless in another. So the hope is, within the context of our life and times, that we're not going to repeat third density, that we're going to be part of that core group. And I have a suspicion that only those individuals that pay attention to what my truth is, as that which lends itself to knowing the self, serving others, and collective ascension. And that's my teacher, and it's for inner earth, surface of the planet, and the secondary planet. This is Welcome to My Point of View. Today's topic was, are you going to repeat third density elsewhere? And my name is Douglas Malloy. I go by the name, my AKA is Dougie Slap, because I play congas. I teach an open hand style of martial arts. I studied Zen, where it's a stick, and I'm slap happy. So the nice thing is that within the context of my life and time, it's all good. Thank you all for listening. And one day, humanity will get it about who I am and where I come from and where we all go.